yebazibwa nnyo.
Praise you so much.
Tugenda leero mu kusaba nga tugulumiza kitaffe.
We are going to lay in prayer as we glorify the Father.
Ate tumwenenyeze.
And repent towards him.
Tumusabe ekigambo kye kikomewo mu kanisa.
And we ask him his word to come back in the church.
Ye Mukama waffe Yesu.
That is the Lord Jesus.
Nga bwe yasuubiza okubeera naffe okutuuka enkomerero.
Like he promised to be with us to the end. And we pray to the Lord Jesus that he accepts to send his spirit to lead us. For we know he sent him to lead us as the children of God. And after we shall ask the Spirit to lead the war, to lead the armies of angels, and to lead us even as we pray, in the name of our Lord Jesus. And after that we shall go in the praise and the worship. After we shall have the new people to greet us,
and
they will have testimonies and things to thank the Lord.
And
after we shall get to the journey of heaven. Praise Jesus so much.
And
we shall hear what will be following. According to 2 Chronicles 15, the Lord tells us these words.
Eby'omirembe ekyokubiri sura ya 15 n'olusooka. Omwoyo gwa Katonda ne gujja ku Azaliya mutabani wa Odedi, n'afuluma okusisinkana Asa, n'amugamba nti, mumpulire mwe Asa ne Yuda yenna ne Benjamini, Mukama ali nammwe bwe munaabanga naye.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Mwoyo wa Mukama,
the Spirit of the Lord,
yali munabbi wono.
He was in this prophet of God.
N'agenda maaso ategeeza n'agamba.
And he went on to tell them and he said,
nti Mukama asobola okubeera naffe.
That God can be with us.
Singa naffe tubeera naye.
If we too are with him.
Naye engeri y'okuleetamu Katonda okubeera naffe.
But the way to bring God to be with us.
Ffe tusooka okukyuka okubeera naye.
It's us who first stand to be with him.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Abasinga bagamba.
Most of them say,
Katonda tumulina.
We have God.
Era tumwogerako.
And we speak of him.
Ende Katonda agamba.
But God too says,
mu Matayo 15.
In Matthew 15.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Ndi Matayo 10.
It's Matthew 10.
Okuva ku 10.
From verse 10.
Pa 15.
And to 15.
And
he says, right.
We honor
him with our mouth, with our words,
and
upon our lips.
But
our hearts are far from him.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Now
the Spirit of the Lord within this prophet,
he moved
on to say
that
if you will get to be with the Lord,
he
too will be with you.
It's
a question is like this.
What are
we going to do to be with the Lord? That he too may be with us.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Our
Master Jesus says in John 15, verses
7,
that if you abide within me and my words abide in you,
you
can ask of all you need and it's given you. Praise Jesus so much. The only way to be with the Father, like to be with the Lord Jesus,
we
must have his words in
us.
Praise Jesus.
It's
a sign proving that we are with God. He too will come in power and appear to us.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. He spoke this.
That
if we shall accept his word to have space in us, we are really his disciples.
According
to what he spoke in John
8,
from verses
32
unto 50, the Father says,
if we
accept his word to have space in us,
and
we are his disciples, this will make God agree come to us. If we get to be with him, what are we going to do to be with God?
Yes,
praise Jesus.
For
is he God?
To
have God is to believe his word. That is the Lord Jesus. And that they will say, what are we going to do to do the works of God? In John 6, 25-30. He told him, what can we do to do the works of God? And he told them, to do the works of God, it's to believe the one he sent. Praise Jesus. Who did he send? It's the Lord Jesus. Praise Jesus. Now that word, that if you are with God, he too will be with you. Praise Jesus. The truth is, the first way to be with the Lord of welcoming his word, praise Jesus. If there have space in us, praise Jesus. And whatever he tells us, we listen to it. He, the Father, sends the greatest power to follow his word. And then he appears. Praise Jesus. But many times, you may speak God on your lips a long time, and you see as if you are with him, but he says you are not with him. Praise Jesus. Many we call him to come be with us, but we have not been with him. Praise Jesus. Let's repeat this verse.
2
Chronicles 15 verse 2.
Nafuruma okusisinkana Asa, namugamba nti mumpulire, mwe Asa ne Yuda yenna ne Benjamin. Mukama ali nammwe bwe munaabanga naye, era bwe munaamunoonyanga munaamulabanga. Naye bwe munaamuvangako anaabavangako mmwe.
Praise Jesus. If you forsake the Lord,
naye asobola okubavaako.
He too can forsake you. Praise Jesus. Now what can we do to prove that we are with God? He says that if his word, we accept it to have space within us, we shall be really his disciples. Praise Jesus. The way to get away from the Lord, you just get out of his word, and he too forsakes you. And many times we may be praying every day on the mountains, in the valleys, and in the slopes, in the fields, in every place. But where the problem comes from, God to have forsaken us, for we too abandoned him. Praise Jesus. His word has not had space within us,
for
it's not gotten how to sit in us, but we just speak upon it upon our lips, and we speak within our words that God is Lord. But there's no way we are with him. If we dare get to be with him, truly he will be with us. But he says if we seek him, we shall find him. If
we've
not forsaken him, then he will be with us. But what pains in this? If you seek things only from the Lord, most of the time he never comes.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Not most of the times, but all times.
Yes,
praise Jesus. If you only seek him for things, he can give you and test you, but he's not come.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And gives it to you to see how you will appear. If truly you will have welcomed him, you have not welcomed that thing. And when he gives it to you, you will continue to seek him in the way of knowing and understanding him. And it's not really come, but he has said, let him be given. Praise Jesus. And we see how he will appear as given them. Let's move on. 2 Chronicles 15:3.
Era ebiro ebyo ebiro bingi Isirayiri nga talina Katonda ow'amazima, era nga talina kabona ayigiriza.
You hear what happened? A lot of seasons passed. People had no real God. And even the priest who was teaching wasn't there.
When
you look at the church, truly you find the true God, it's very rare to find him. You find people on television saying God has asked the sacrifice. There is a woman I was watching on television, and she read James. Jacob of the 12 tribes of Israel. And Jacob brought a sacrifice and he was prayed a blessing upon. He said, if it's possible for you to get a blessing, you can plan for all ways. Or you have a way of wisdom. He was about to tell them, if you steal, you steal. She wanted to use the word crying, but people were worried about what she was saying. And she said, don't mind whether the voice is not yours.
But
as long as you plot for anything, that you're blessed. She told them, what are you waiting for now? It's time to bring a sacrifice to God to give you a blessing. I don't know whether Jacob was God.
She
never showed where it came from. But you know, to steal a blessing in that moment, it dangerously affected Jacob. The blessing was his, it did not come to him in the right time. There are seasons in the world, and people have no rightful God. And they have a God they have, but it's not a truthful God. Actions involve a lot of sacrifice and pain. To sow a lot. And it's not the God we had in Matthew 10,
7
and
8.
He says, freely you've been given, freely give. I've spent a long time seeing this God. The God I see.
He
prayed and asked for a lot of sacrifice.
Everything
he gives you, you have to bring something first.
To
get this, you have to fast these days. Where is the truthful God who used to speak? When he said truthful God,
he's
the God who owns the word. We know that truth is Christ. Truth is the word of God. When they say the God of truth, they have shown us Christ Jesus, the God of that truth.
Yes,
raised Jesus.
Yeah,
they spent a long time, they had him not. But in that moment,
was
they had other gods who were present, but not the real God. And they were
hard.
And they had nothing like truth in them. And they conned people.
He
may tell you, first I'm going to give you, and he only gives two.
In
all the congregation you fasted, God, you're not truthful. You told her to fast, you gave only two. And instead, this one's fasted and they don't sowing at the same time. Now you do fast and sow at the same time. When you sow this time, say that you sowed lame offering. Keeps on changing like that.
He
told us to fast.
You
fasted as you told us. You only gave two. You had no faith. Go back and enter faith. How can we enter faith? Feel you're entering faith. And other God can't teach you how they enter faith. That God read the Bible.
And all
that you may enter faith of Scripture. Lift up your faith. Feel you're lifting your faith. The other gods were very hard. And let me tell you, if this moment is there, if people never discover there's no God, there are others who replace, who confuse the people. There are other false gods.
kakati muyinza okubeera ebintu nga mulaba n'amaanyi naye nga gakusisulira
even see they are seeing power but you have to pay for the power.
Nuzamuulira abamu kati timanye emisota gibamira.
I speak here other snakes are swallowing them.
Ninga abadde n'amaanyi ebbanga
liri. But they have been having power. When you reach there, you see that they have God. The man just points on you like this. And you say God is arrived. But the God there is not truthful. The truth we need to welcome the Father in heaven. That He sends us His word of truth. And send His spirit of truth. Praise Jesus. But the situation we've been in.
Katonda wa mazima
and there's not truthful God.
Abona ayigiriza talabikako.
The priest teaching is not there.
Omanyi buli abadde akwata Bible.
You know everyone who has been holding the Bible.
Anyola amalira mu business na kusokola musembe.
They twist ending in business and getting money from you.
Yoga kati buli kya wandi kwacho kola bukozi
sente. Every scripture now is making money.
Bwasoma o Yesu naite
Nazareth. Jesus passed Nazareth.
Abara bakati Yesu huyu akuita kwa mkwati.
Jesus is passing touches.
Serali munza kwata kafuna mafuta.
Wait, the one who touches him gets anointing.
Kugamba katondo ulio wa mazima yanga
te wali. At that true God, where is he?
Olaba ni kanisa te chaz zimbibwa.
You see the church is not even being built.
Wabwe sura be bizimbe nga bizimbidwa bingi.
For when we see many buildings built.
Olaba yange kanisa.
We see as if it's church.
Na Yesu agenda kuno na bantu.
But Jesus is going to come for his people.
Ati baba zimbidwa biba mekotuka kuchigera.
Now how many have been built to reach the measure?
Ati chekugamba.
It's what I tell you.
Chebiro bisobola okuba mu simuno.
Seasons can be in the world.
Gaba tubaina katonda wa mazima. Nenga waliwo ba katonda abaliwo abatategerekeka.
People have no truthful God but there are other gods we don't understand.
Ati no buli omu no owe.
And each person with his own God.
Kakati ba katonda ban.
These gods.
Babira no buzibu.
They have a problem.
Babira mu campaign.
They are in campaigns.
Buli omu asobola okopa munne.
Everyone can copy another.
Olibwa akora P7 ngona akora
P5. P7, this one makes a conference of P5.
Ngori akora dog.
And another makes dogs.
Umulanga atunde mchubawa.
Another will sell candles.
Umulanga atunde miti.
Another will sell trees.
Umulanga atunda mchiri.
And another will sell rice.
Babira n'ebintu bingi.
They are in too many things.
Adenno buli omu abera ku business.
And each one is on their business.
And
they tell you, let everyone mind of his tail.
I don't know
whether heaven has how many tails there.
For
people are gathered to be taken to heaven.
But
if everyone has his own,
now
where are we going? These people perhaps each has his own heaven. I want to tell you,
in
this world, there are other gods, not the real God.
Most of
the people have other gods.
It's
not the living God of all, whom the prophets and apostles
served.
Most of them brought in other things.
And the
things are not few.
According
to Ezra
7:10,
let's go there and we hear.
We
want to enter prayer.
Ezra esule yo musanvu olunyiriri olwe 10.
Ezra 7 verse 10.
Kubanga Ezra yali akakasizo mutima gwe okunonya amateeka ga Mukama. N'okujjako kubanga Ezra yali akakasizo mutima gwe okunonya amateeka ga Mukama n'okugakolanga n'okuyigirizanga mu Isirayiri amateeka n'emisango. Era ebbaluwa eno yaggibwa mu bbaluwa kabaka Aluta Gizerugizi gye yawa Ezra kabona omuwandiisi. Omuwandiisi w'ebigambo eby'ebiragiro bya Mukama era ow'amateeka eri Isirayiri. Aluta Gizerugizi kabaka wa bakabaka abawandiikidde Ezra kabona omuwandiisi w'amateeka ga Katonda w'eggulu eyatuukirira n'ebirala bwe bityo. Nteeka etteeka bonna ab'oku bantu ba Isirayiri ne bakabona baabwe n'abaleevi mu bwakabaka bwange abaagala ku bwabwe ddala okugenda e Yerusaalemi bagende naawe, kubanga otumiddwa kabaka n'abateesa naye musanvu okubuuza ebigambo bya Yuda ne Yerusaalemi ng'amateeka bwe gali agakatondawo agali mu mukono gwo, n'okutwala ffeeza ne zaabu kabaka n'abateesa naye gye bawaddeyo ku bwabwe eri Katonda wa Isirayiri.
Praise Jesus.
Waliwo omusajja ono Ezra.
There was this man Ezra.
Ye yamaliya n'agamba.
He got determined and he said,
baba akabona bava ku byokuyigiriza.
If the priest abandoned teaching,
n'amateeka ga Katonda,
and even the laws of the Lord,
ngenda kuganoonya.
I am going to seek for them,
atenga somesi,
and I will teach them.
Bebitabunga bunye wonna.
And I will print books, print it all over.
Agenda otuuka mukiseera ekyo.
As he reached in that time,
nga n'effeva gy'alina eri abantu ab'enjawulo.
The favor he had to different people was very high.
Okuyambibwako okukola omulimu
ogwo. To be helped to accomplish that work.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Naye ng'ebbanga eryo lyonna,
all that time,
baliyitamu nga tewali Katonda omulamu.
They passed it when they had no living God.
Katonda w'amazima.
The God of truth.
Era n'ayigiriza amateeka nga teri.
Taught even the teachers of the laws were not.
Naye ng'ebbanga eryo lyonna, Katonda bali bagenda.
But there were gods existing.
Ng'era bannabbi we bali.
Prophets were there.
Kugamba ababuulizi b'enjiri mu ngeri ez'enjawulo nga nabo weebali.
Different ways were existing.
Naye ng'amateeka ga Katonda gaggwereddewo ddala mu bantu.
The laws of God had ceased to be in the people.
Abantu nga tebakyamanyi kigambo
kye. People no more knew the word.
Wabula nga bamanyi ebigambo by'omusumba gundi.
But they knew the words of Pastor Saul.
Musumba gundi ayogera.
Pastor Saul speaks.
Anange yabulidde ne tuwulira nga ffenna
etuwulidde. And we all felt we are not settled on the seats.
Kyajja alina amafuta agaweesaayo.
Man has an anointing of a financial anointing. And they take all the money from you. That they have a financial anointing to raise finances from people. In Jeremiah 2:32,
he
tells us these words. Jeremiah 2:32.
Omuwala ayinza okwerabira ebibye eby'obuyonjo oba omugole ebyambalo bye. Naye abantu bange banneerabidde ennaku nnyingi ezitabalika.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Omanyi banga abantu lye beerabidde Katonda.
You know the time people have forgotten God.
Mbu bw'atuula okubala mugati ku ngalo.
When he sits to count on his fingers.
Kakati soko tununulemu ko Katonda.
Now first look a little.
Onoonye ebiro Katonda mwalabisiddwa ebya ddala.
Look for the seasons God has really appeared.
Okuva ku batume.
From the apostles.
Bayingidde Roma.
They have entered Rome.
Kali tulabye Martin Luther kusaawo.
Yes, we've seen Martin Luther.
Okuva ku biro ebyo okudde.
From those seasons to now.
Katonda yali azzeemu okulabika mu nsi muno mazima ge mu bujjuvu.
God ever appeared on this earth in his truthfulness and his fullness.
Buli abadde gwagolokosa afuuka mufere.
Everyone has been away, arising has become a con man.
Bangu nnyo aba yavudde dda Katonda.
In the shortest time they have abandoned the Lord.
Kati abantu basobola okumala ebiro bingi.
Now people can spend many seasons.
Ebitabalika.
Which are not countable, and they forsook the Lord. But people don't realize it. And they will know it are the people who are deep into that system. These ones who are at the top there, they clearly know that they are not on the Lord. Our forefathers angered God, which we angered and forsook him. And when they sit in this meetings, they know
Katonda gwe tutwala mu bantu mulala.
The God we are taking in the people is another God.
Now
we have to find a way that they don't discover it's another God. We have to equate him with the other.
Kati linya lya Yesu mulina okusigala nga muliyogera.
You have to remain speaking the name of Jesus.
Tulina kulireka.
You should then leave it aside.
Nga kuchimanya omuntu Katonda mulala gwe muli.
Not this is another God you brought to them.
Temulira ku meeting za abasumba
tumba. Those pastors meetings and fellowships.
Baheri omkutese ngiri je bana tuleti amba Katonda abara. Nga basize ebizigo.
Reasoning how they bring other gods when they have make them to look like God.
Boba nadine echo bachikora.
The religious people did that long time.
Yesu basigala mwekwa sabwe.
They remained to just hold on to Jesus.
Nibaleta Osman Maria Osman chebintu ntubuli omunaleta ebintu.
Each one brought their own things.
Niba hachimanya ntikatonda yabava.
But they knew that God abandoned them.
Kati bantu batandika buli omu oleeta Katonda we.
This was each brought his God.
Twatuke no mulokozi.
If we confess salvation.
Kati nibagamba omanyi.
And they say, you know what?
Agerike kiri nti ba Katonda wafe wapanguru.
Since our God are messed up. We have to do this.
You
go with this kind of anointing.
No, 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 mafuta.
This one with this type of anointing. Let's tell them anointing is different. The Holy Spirit is the same. What do you mean anointing is different?
You
would have spoken at least of the gifts that there are ones different.
And
another is evangelist, another teacher. But anointing.
It's
amazing for it to be different.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Now,
you have
there
are others with the anointing.
naye tebalina mwoyo.
But they have no spirit. What is that? That's the pastor we find out there is very stubborn. He does miracles, but at the same time, he does every form of immoral act. Remember, these gods, the demons, each has its own character. It cannot act in the same way. That's why you can find a synagogue and they speak immoral words. And others wear half clothing. And others are funny people. Each have their own character. Because of the specific God they are having. But seasons are many.
And
the right God is not there, but people have not discovered it. Now imagine, some time back, everyone got silent. And each one sat with his own thing. They saw it becoming hard. Each one arose up to fight another. Now their gods began to mess each other. I don't know where they will end with them. Praise Jesus. But we are
going
to be welcoming the olden God.
He
who worked with all the prophets.
He
worked with the apostles.
He manifests
his word, the Lord Jesus.
He
will appear with his Holy Spirit.
But
this can happen when people have not realized it. That the God they have is not the real God. What God
when
only pastors that was with cars and expensive houses. Other children of God are in the congregation like dogs which are sick. What God can do such a thing? For in Acts, for he gave all as their need was. Even sometimes the apostles ignore themselves and fast sleep at the gathering.
Spirit
speaks somewhere through Apostle Paul. And he said, we became lowly people and you were raised up. You got well. But where is it now?
Tell
you the anointing flows from the head and it slopes down. Now what surprises? A shepherd like that is a very hard shepherd.
He's
the one who first goes on the cow to drink milk instead of the calf. Now what happens is this. What
you've
not seen happening. This is not the truthful God. Which these people have. You may find them with a long
cut.
The one he gathered money from. It's a old poor thing. They gathered 1,300, 400. And they buy a limousine car. Very long to their ends. And they remain happy.
What
God can you convict your heart? And he says, you child, from the young and the poor who need. Now you are in an expensive car.
And
that God is a harsh God. If they get poor, let them be poor. He calls you when he knows it. Those children of God trouble them. You know they
can't.
We can't from these people.
You know,
I am your God alone. Now tell them. All of you worship my God. My God. Just wait a little. We have been worshiping your God all along. My God. Where did our God go? No one questions that. When they tell you are worshiping my God, we are shouting. You are out there when your word got mad. Even what they tell you, you cannot check it. They can tell you, you are serving me and I serve my God. It is that God of yours. This is not our real God. This is a demonic spirit. For demons are what are the ones possessed by a specific person.
And
he is not present. Those demons don't walk around.
But
this pastor said you were worshiping my God. And you do yourself. We are
serving.
The God of so and so is working. My goodness.
When
will you ever believe again your God? The one who created you in your mother's womb, that God, where did he go? That you may claim that the God of pastor so
worked.
You don't have a God who created you? Let's ask a
question.
At least speak with your neighbor. Ask them, the God who created you is not there.
Katonda wa mchumbo
the God of that pastor is the one who came to put you in the mother's womb.
It's
what I told you that many
seasons
and the truthful God has not been around. People brought in other gods when we never knew it. Even when he speaks, we are blind.
There's
no seeing, neither hearing.
He
tells you, serve me, I serve the Lord. And we accept it. This is a shrine mentality.
It
is a shrine. Only the chief wizard is the one who speaks with the demons which come in there. Now you speak with that man. It reaches the moment and he calls those spirits within the shrine that you may speak with him. And he comes. Grandchildren. That is how it's been in the church and it's moving on.
Praising.
I see him coming. My God is coming. He's coming.
Let someone
raise his hand to touch him. Touch him.
You're going
to touch
him.
He's moving.
I see him.
He's moving.
Raise
the tone. Hey.
And
the God doesn't come all days, it just comes.
That's
the I think God has said, let's praise this song, it's going to move.
And
you are in the shrine, but you don't realize it. Now
we
the instrumentalist play some music.
Tambura, tambura, Yesu, tambura, tukurabe. Muba muri aho.
The scratches. If you sing for that God the song,
one day
I was 13, 14 years. And I went to Busoga side, there was a father who was settled there. He has his shrine.
Now,
the other demons who come, they first speak for them. And they sounded drums for them. And the ones that are settled there. And they come, they begin to shake themselves in motion like that. And they have to first sing for those demons in the shrine. And the gods of these people,
they have
specific songs. When they sing them,
you
see that they scratch your heads. Now in the past seasons we thought that that is the Lord.
But
seasons appear.
Like
it's spoken in Jeremiah 2:32. Let's repeat it. Jeremiah 2:32.
Omuwala ayinza okwerabira ebibi eby'obuyonjo oba omugole ebyambalo bye naye abantu bange baneerabidde ennaku nnyingi ezitabalika ngolongosa ekkubo. Ngolongosa ekkubo lyo. Ngolongosa ekkubo ekkubo lyo okunoonya ng'okwagalibwa. Ky'ovudde oyigiriza n'abakazi ababi amakubo go. Era ku birenge byo Kulabise omusayi gw'emmeme z'abaavu.
Basse bali babonyabonyeza buli
leetaaga. Kill people and troubled whoever is in need.
Asika Katonda omulamu twamala omwerabira
ebyo. After we forgot the living God days with that number.
Abantu batandika okunoonya engeri gye babeerawo.
People began to seek for ways they will survive.
Ne basaddaaka abantu si batono.
And they sacrificed not a few people. People have not realized that God is not present. And if everyone realizes how their God works,
you
used to go in those churches, reach there and do the ways of the God in that place. This time,
He
is going to be moving. And when they put in those specific songs, and it becomes something else.
Kakati ekisinga okwewunyisa mulimu ebintu ebitalaba.
What surprises that things we never saw.
Nti twatukanga okusaba.
We wish to pray.
Netwaniriza Katonda atukwaniriza.
We welcome your God.
Ayo moyo mutukufu.
We welcome your Holy Spirit. Our Father.
Kati service usanga mukaga musaba.
As the service stretched to around midday one.
Ngona alinye kaduri atugamba huyo mulaba.
The one coming on the pulpit say, I see him coming.
Obeda twaniriza
chibu. All along from the prayers, what have we been welcoming? He's passing you.
He's
through you. His hand is passing
you.
I see his finger. And you begin. And he gets off. And he goes. Until the next day when he will come back when he's called.
That
God who cannot be in his people, what is wrong with him? If it's the spirit that says it's coming, and you shout, after it comes, and it goes back.
But
they told us that the spirit will come will be within you.
Reach
the time and the spirit just fall upon us. And what they have touched and they have harmed, the one who is fallen running on the floor, and the spirit finishes after that one, and we wait him for the next day. And this time, the one who never fell yesterday, today comes. That God too has to make me fall down. What is wrong with me who never falls when that God has arrived?
Today,
I have to focus in the forehead of the pastor. I have to fall until me too are fallen by that God. Now, I don't know whether through falling you got money out of that. That there you were being filled. Yet you fell, you are the one who continuously used to fall. Now that's the chaos that God used to do.
We've
gone back to Chronicles. First Chronicles, Second Chronicles 15. Verse 3.
Ebyomirembe ekyokubiri esula ya 15:3.
Second Chronicles 15:3.
Era ebiro bingi Isirayiri nga talina Katonda ow'amazima, era nga talina kabona ayigiriza, era nga talina mateeka.
Katonda nga taliwo.
And God was not there.
Bakabona abayinza okuyigiriza nabo tewali.
And the priests to teach us were not there.
N'amateeka nga si.
And even the laws were no more there.
Buli omu yasanga byakola.
Every person, whatever they found, they did it.
Ati buli omu abeera n'okuyitibwa.
Each one has his specific call
n'amafuta ge
and a specific anointing upon him.
Kakati nga teri byakuyiga.
Now there's nothing like learning.
Wabula twabeera nga banyola ebyawandiikibwa.
But we're there as the twisted scriptures.
Asoma Ezekiel 37.
And read Ezekiel 37.
Amagumba mu kiwonvu.
Bones in the valley.
Kakati njagala okutegeereza.
Now I want to tell you.
Kwata ko munsawe.
Touch your pocket.
Muli mu sente mmeka.
There how much money is there?
Olabye ekiwonvu ekiri munsawe.
The valley in your pocket. Now I want to tell you. Imagine your saucepan on. How do you leave them? You see the
bone.
Your saucepan. I see. Look in your business. It began with how much
money.
You see how it's right? I want today. You're going to prophesy on your business. And they be flesh to move on. As
you read
in Ezekiel, the bone they were speaking of people, not business.
Twabeeranga nga tebakuyigiriza bula bintu bya kuyayayaya
and it's not teaching but just
kufuna ngeri gy'okwata obwongo
to get away how you can capture people's minds
kugamba mu mbeera z'obulamu bwabwe
ebizibu byabwe problems.
Ereyo tebaera kuyigiriza
and there is no teaching there.
Wabeerayo kucyamula bwongo
just to heat up your minds
bweyingire mu kusuubula
that they enter into business But you profit in that moment in that you will wait. Now this is like the business of this TRC networking business. You have to convince someone into it until they have got their money and put it into those network
businesses.
You know, those business, the network businesses,
they convince
you and they show you right now you're getting rich and driving. To which they show you having 10 houses. Even this gospel is like that. They call you when you're
still
there. And you're proving you are in America at that moment.
And
stand and support it.
And step
you to enter America.
And
you feel you've entered there.
They are
conning you.
There's
nothing right you've learned.
And you're going
to beat them. Make the conference as they will learn what they
learned.
Ask them what they have learned, you'll find them knowing
nothing. Every
day you've got there to be conned to stir you up to think you have a blessing.
Nothing
that you've understood anything on God. But we can fellowship every day.
And
due to what pushes you and drills you don't understand it. It's like the government of the finances. You've gone there to be heated up. Others, they get out like this.
If
their minds are awakened and they begin to clap. When they claim it was the blessing of God, yet they awoke their minds. And they get heated up.
Dubai.
For they pray for you to go there.
And they tower.
And you claim the conference worked.
Yet they
awoke your mind through the shouting which was there. Even the seed you
were
putting. My seed is not going to be in vain. When you sow, you water the
seed.
I sow to go to America. Let it go register at the embassy. You have empowered yourself. You yourself empowered yourself. The others to awake the mind.
And they were there,
that you are waiting for God, you can never make it through there. Your mind has to be awakened up.
They encourage you
even where you are fearing. You no more fear that you are in faith. As you go, that's where they even beat you from.
They can
tell an illiterate go to state house, they're going to give you a job by faith. Let's finish our prayer.
2 Chronicles 15:4.
Naye
we baakyukira Mukama Katonda wa Isirayiri nga balabye ennaku ne bamunoonya.
Yes, he was
Jesus. After we've seen this race,
the
entire world is only in problems. If they don't steal it from Canaan, they have to steal it from
P5.
If they don't steal it from there, you have to go to the dogs. If you get saved from there, you cannot escape Kawala. If you got saved from Kawala,
where
they sell horrid rice, you cannot escape there.
They
have their younger sons down there. There are also thieves who are rising. If you escape this place, you cannot escape a mother.
And
not only in Uganda, but in the entire world. All of them are moved out to become robbers and thieves. Now, we have seen this place and we are tired of that.
And
ever since this ministry began, we got so tired. We want the living God. We want His word. We want His spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Ebyomirembe ekyokubiri essula ya 15
nyolwokutaano.
Ne mubira ebyo nga tewali mirembe eri oyo eyafulumanga newankubadde eri oyo eyayingiranga.
Kati wayingiranga ekkanisa kwegolooza mirembe.
To enter the church thinking it's peace.
Afulumyaga aba wowe.
The one who gets out says you don't know what you've entered in.
Kakati bwe watuukangayo.
When you reach there.
Mama.
And he said we saw miracles on television, but they are hard here. The one who used to get out, he used to make shouting. And he saw God and saved from this
man.
Yet the one entering is happy. When he reached there, he sees problems too. Remember miracles of these men. They just pick them.
He's
not ready to do many miracles, and this man that power has it not.
In
something like 100,000 people, he works for 2 people. But all of you have come. And you are in need. These 2 are the ones they display on television all their time. Every time they can work past a week and they do. All of you from every corner come, God has called you. When you are there, your miracles are not there. God lied to you. Now you will be long there, you get out. Others are entering every day, yet others are getting out. This is like a city. The one who has learned to be a poor man in. You survive, you enter, you think people who are there are calm people. You find a thief when he's the most calm and gentle person in appearance. Now, if you have just reached that place, those churches and religions, when you see on television, you see them merciful. But ask the one who has just gotten out of there. They will tell you what has been upon them. The one who used to enter, they also faced the problem.
But
they fact and face the other you have just entered with your
face.
And due to they suck everything out of you. As you get back to stand, there are new ones who have taken over. Now we are about to have riots in Uganda and Taiwan. For most of the people have been stolen from. Everyone have discovered their problem. That the one who called us in P5, he too stole from us. He stole rice from us.
But now, P5,
what is P5? I hear the P5 out there.
You know me?
What I tell you, will see it openly.
Now,
after you steal, they have to steal from you. You rip it. For the one who saved the others will be stealing from them 50,000 kilo of rice. He says, you want God to build
a
house of 10 million, you've given him 10,000, that is the gift. It's a seed. Ask him, all along God has been giving oxygen. How much do I sell for that oxygen? How much do you pay for your oxygen? God, you have to give him what you can. And you want to know that I can offer this. As long as there is no hypocrisy in it. And even that, it's not called a seed. It's your pledge. God, let me give you this. God doesn't ask seeds from people to work for them. Not at all. He says, freely give them.
As long as
my words are within them, let them ask and be given.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And let me tell you, the one who entered is the one who got a problem and they went out. Let's see here.
Ebyomirembe ekyokubiri essuula ey'15
lwakutaano
ne mu biro ebyo nga tewali mirembe eri oyo eyafulumanga newankubadde eri oyo eyayingiranga naye okweraliikirira kungi ne kuba ku bonna abaatuulanga mu nsi ezo
kaakati ekibeera eyo buli omu olina kuba babeera mu
kweraliikirira
era kati abalokole buli omu waali ali ku
bunkeeeyasomye
emizimu
ageraliikiriraatagisomye
bamugamba
egikulumba
akati buli kiro babeera bawamuka n'atunuulira munne kati amutya
even the one who looks at their colleague they fear them
oyo yakusabira obubi oyo
that is the one who prays evil for you
akati mba mukuŋŋaanya
now as you fellowshipped
ne bagamba
and they tell you
gwe mulekole wokka oyakuliranye si mu
only born again here you
kumensawo
watch over your back
akati n'olyoka okitegeera nti oyakuliranye bwali
omubbi
nga gwe mulokole
when you are the only born again
ani aba omulokole kuffe ffenna kati mukaseera ako
now who is the born again among all of us
nali katuti atugambye yotaba mulokole
even the one who is on the pulpit telling us that is not a born again himself
era aba yakugambye dakume nsawo nero akoba tokitegedde
and he told you that keep your back but you're not
aya kamara okugamba kume nsawo
yo after he tells you keep your back
agamba ndaba abasajja 10 mukama agamba
I see 10 men
maze ne obukadde 10 mbuli na wano
with 10 million you have it here
yagambye jikume wera bidde
tinaye mwenye simu lokole back you forgot that
ebigambo bino
these words
biri mu nsi yonna
entire world moving like that
oba otuddawo nga
bakakati
jukaananga ayogeddeane munnange
ebibbi
byonna biyimiriddeebitudde
byonna bibbi
kati njukira mwena mubeera babbi okutwaliza
awamu all of you are thieves
kuba kati ogenda saba onyaga kyono
akikusigemu
era bagambirawo kasita
mukuŋŋaana
gwe mulokole weka muno si
mulokole
akati otandikirawo nga mutudde tolina kusetolinga
olina
otunulira neiba
n'obwegendeza
bwebito ebyabeeranga era ne kati
bikyagenda maaso
ali ku bizinesi alina okufuna amazzi n'ayiwako kubanga bamubba emikisa
alula
n'okuloota nga bamuyoola kyokka mulokole nga bamuyoola
ebigeri
era atunulidde bano banna abasabira bibi bonna abaamaduuka
abamuliraanye
mulokole waali leero wembakubuulira amazima
wherever a born again is
oziko nga si gy'obadde
except when you've not been there
bali ku bunkeeke bwennyini
tension which is very hard
mulimu n'abali mu competition ena asinga osigayo ewa musumba aganje
bannaabwe
ebibi basobole
okuganjatewali
mirembe eri
abantu abo
kubanga katonda aliyo si wa
mirembe
ate woggwamu
olina
omanya
gy'otuula
ebyomirembe ekyokubiri essula ya 15 olunyolwomukaaga ne bamenyekamenyeka eggwanga nga lirumba eggwanga linnaalyo
kaakati
okukulaga
akabonero akalala nti katonda
yafuddewo
era nga ne katonda gw'abadde n'abadde
mulalabeekutulakutulamu
ebitundu
buli
omu n'alumba
munne
gwe lugingo olieyo nawe oli kabbi
you two you are a thief
bali nokutiv
they are on television attacking each other
ekiri bwekiriku kyoba ozuula
what you have to discover is this
twetaaga okwaniriza katonda omulamu
we need to welcome the living god
kubanga ekiriwo mu nsi ne mu ggwanga lyafulya uganda
the world and the nation uganda
kubonera obukulaga nti katonda omulamu si yaaliwo
there are signs to show the living god is not more there
yesu yebazi
praise jesus
nti ne bamenyekamenyekamu buli omu n'alumba munne
each one attacked another ebyomumirembe ekyokubiri essula ya 15:6 ne bamenyekamenyeka eggwanga nga lirumba eggwanga linnaalyo n'ekibuga nga kirumba ekibuga kinnaakyo kubanga katonda yabeeraliikiriza nga balabye ennaku zonna
kati bali mubweraliikirivu.
Now they are in distress.
Buli omu anyweza kyalina.
They have to hold what they have.
Kuba kati tebikyayinza kunywera byazzeemu ebituli.
Now they cannot be strengthened, holes came in them.
Buli omu alaba ankoze nti onyweza ekyange.
Everyone is fighting to see how they can hold on
their own. Nokuba gundi nze nyimirize ekyange.
I have to beat the other at mine stands.
Yembeera eriwo.
It's the situation around.
Katonda omulamu tabaddeewo.
The living God has not been there. Now the problem, he is coming. He
is
begun to trouble them. Each has no peace. Praise Jesus. Repeat that verse, we understand it proper.
2 Chronicles 15:6 Kubanga katonda yabera likiriza nga balabye ennaku zonna.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Katonda ajja.
God comes.
Okuyingira mu kanisa
nate. To enter the church again.
Oye kitaffe n'omwana
omuntu. It's the Father, Son, Holy Spirit.
Naye waliwo obweraliikirivu eri abasumba ab'obulimba
bonna. But there's a lot of worry unto all false prophets.
Era buli omwana oyo anywezezza ate ekintu kye.
When he's fighting how they're going to strengthen and keep their things.
Ekintu kitabuki.
The thing has gotten wild.
Buli omu yeraliikiraga asimanyi obanza anaasigalawo.
Everyone is worried thinking, but where the ones going to survive? Or so and so will survive. What can we do to gather people? I see I'm going down. Now I have to attack the other. I gather more people for myself. Even another business back. Things are
going to be quiet.
They have not known who is troubling them even now.
What is happening
and who are they worried of?
Ninga katonda akoma mu kanisa
ye. God comes back in his church.
Ekizibu kye basinga.
It is the problem they have found.
Yesu yebazibu.
Praise Jesus.
Yesu yebazibu.
Praise Jesus.
Ekizibu ekiriwo.
The problem which is.
Katonda akola ki?
God
akoma mu kanisa
ye. Coming back in his church.
Bwebuzibu basinga.
It is the problem they have met.
Yesu yebazibu.
Praise Jesus.
Kati orugendo lwabano lufuse ruzibu.
Now the journey of these people has become hard.
Nenga bagamete ebiro bingi.
But they have seen many seasons.
Na katonda omula mutaliwo.
And the living God has not been around.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Ebisere bisinga bidwa abakoma ebyo
bibera. Many times when he's coming back, those are things which happen.
Kanisa ababadde bafera katonda bafunye okwera likija.
Calling God, they have gotten to be worried.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Na hivyo tugenda kuongelea hata kumwandiliza. Kwa nini tulina bwana likilivu?
I'm going to welcome him more if we have nothing like worrying us.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Ebyomumirembe ekyokubiri essula ya 15:7
2 Chronicles 15:7
naye mubenga n'amaanyi so emikono gyammwe tegiddiriranga kubanga omulimu gwammwe guli weebw'empeera.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Tube naki?
Let's be strong.
Tetuddirira.
We shouldn't retire in our work.
Oluvannyuma lwa byonna.
For after it all.
Katonda agenda kutuwa empeera mu mulimu.
God is going to give us a reward in this mission.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Okuleta okumanya Katonda okujjudde.
Of bringing the full knowledge of God.
Paka ku nkomeero.
Up to the end.
Kigenda ku sense yonna.
It's going to profit the entire world.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Tetugenda kuddirira na muwadde akatini.
Not going to give up even a single
day. Wawe kyongeramu amaanyi.
But to strengthen ourselves.
Watu awulidde abatandise okutabuka.
For we had others who have begun to become to rise up.
Abantu batandise okutabuka emitwe.
People began to be mad.
Olio musota gwe gwamumira.
The other his snake swallowed him.
Negumuwananga akazoleka atabise.
And he now began to get mad.
Bamusaza asinda kulimba lwa nandu jate madda.
He was found dancing on this song of this secular musician.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Gatabusa akajole.
It is gotten mad, the madness is captured him.
Twabagama ngasa twatandika ngasa tumurumne tubabulira ekize.
We began on 31st, we told them the problem.
Fine tugenda kudia.
We are not going to give up.
Tugenda tandika tugenda kuongera kuandiza katolo omulamu.
We are going to continue to welcome the living God on to the end.
Kubate twatandika nga tumwekwese.
But we did begin when we hidden from him.
Wabona twatandika tuli na ye.
But we began with him.
Ebyomumirembe ekyokubiri essula ya 15:8
2 Chronicles 15:8
Awo Asa bwe yawulira ebigambo ebyo n'ebyo Odedi nabbi bye yalagula Naguma omwoyo najjawo ebyemizizo byonna mu nsi yonna eya Yuda.
Kakati ffe kye tugenda okukola.
Now what we are going to be doing.
Tugenda kwongera okugya ebyemizizo.
We are going to take away all the test of offense.
Buli kiteetaagisa twagala Katonda agenda okubanga atambula.
Is to come be in us.
Nothing
like things troubling
us.
Every sensible thing is out.
That
we can be a good example. You know, when God was beating Egypt,
already passed
each Israelite and made settle in their homes. He beat them saying, look for an example of the Israelites. Why are you not like them? Now we are creating an example in the entire world, which is good. And we have knowledge. And we know how to pray. In every prayer,
we had no spirit to reveal.
You ask them, the one who revealed to others, where did they come from?
2 Chronicles 15:8.
Praise Jesus. We want to restore the altar of God.
While
we no more raise physical altars of the firewood.
It's
the altar of the word of God. Praise Jesus. Jeremiah 23. That the word of God is a consuming fire. Now
we're going to
stir in and push in more words. Your altar is your heart, where these words are going to be written. Even your inner man.
Are
not going to raise altars of the wisdom, but the altar of the word of God.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. Second Chronicles 15:9.
Nabo ababeeranga nabo abava mu Efulayimu ne Manase ne mu Simeoni, kubanga baamusenga bangi nnyo nga bava mu Isirayiri, bwe baalabanga Mukama Katonda we ali naye. Awo ne bakuŋŋaanira e Yerusaalemi mu mwezi ogwokusatu, mu mwaka ogw'15 ogw'okufuga kwa Asa, ne baweerayo ku lunaku nga bajja ku munyago gwe baaleeta ente 7 n'endiga 7. Ne bayingira mu ndagaano okunoonya Mukama Katonda wa bajjajjaabwe n'omutima gwabwe gwonna n'emmeeme yaabwe yonna. Ne bawaayo ku ezo saddaaka ezaali zifisseewo.
Tetumanyi
nga saddaaka zaffe zifisseewo.
Kusinya Abalumi 12:12,
okw'amagezi
ye
saddaaka ya Katonda ennamu gye tukyalinawo.
Era
nja kukusaba buli muntu
ng'ozizibwa
amagezi okuyita mu kigambo kya
Katonda, oyongere
okuweereza eyo gy'ogenda,
obagambe
tuli mu kifo kirituwaayo saddaaka ya Katonda ennamu,
okuweereza
okw'amagezi.
Mujje
tuwongere tumuwe saddaaka. Kubanga tugenda kwayo newankubadde ssente, newankubadde ensolo, wabula saddaaka ey'okuweereza okw'amagezi. Era nga twongera okuweereza mu magezi, tukole endagaano okunoonya Katonda paka nga tumulabye ng'atambula mu nsi muno ng'akola mu bantu be
abamuyayaanira
okwetoola ensi
yonna.
Eby'emirembe ekyokubiri essula ya 15:13. Era buli atakkirizenga kunoonya Mukama Katonda wa Isirayiri atibwenga.
Kakati tubasindikidde bamalayika
Abaddon.
Malayika Michael,
the angel Michael,
malayika b'omuliro,
and the angels of fire,
abatukolereko,
that they work on them.
Buli atakkirizza kunoonya Katonda omulamu,
accept to seek the living God.
Waba n'abakola kino ffe
tumanyi what we don't know, it's upon the Lord.
Naye buli atanoonya Katonda obulamu kiseera
kyeng'akyayongera
okuleeta muno bye Katonda
ebifu
ali ku buzibu
bw'amaanyi
batagenda kuba na mirembe
n'ate
kubanga ino lyakola endagaano oweereza
Katondan'endagaano
eyo byebiro byayo okuyimukira
ddala.
Yesu
yebazikubanga
twagamba ku lwa Katonda
ne
ku lw'ensi yaffe tuli
bakuyimirira to serve,
show
him in all nations of the world.
Whoever
raises up in Uganda now, And the one who first rose up and they had no living God, they are on a very serious problem. God is going to first sweep and clean this nation before moving out. He's going to begin from here. And pull out all who have been in him who are not right. All the God himself is behind those chaos and the fights they have. And I pray that he moves in more.
2 Chronicles 15:13. Kunonya mukama katonda wa Israeli atiwenga.
Whether you've raised up young, you've been dealing with things of your forefathers of the wizards.
Whether
you're a woman, it's a woman ministry. If you begin and you begin things of the living God in Uganda from today onwards, those things will never stand. Things have changed.
Please,
no more time. God is not going to wait anymore. He works his nation.
He's
going to be an example to all nations in the entire world.
There's
no time. Time is up.
Second Chronicles 15:14. Nebamulaba mukama nabawo okuwumula enjuyi zonna.
Tujja kuwumula kuba ffe abasinga twatandika.
We shall rest for most of us here because is there anyone who raised up in a dream in the night? Or a person being attacked by demons? If you're not there,
we
have many of our colleagues in prisons. I speak of religions and false beliefs. I want us to arise all over the entire world, that we will come, God moves on passing them, where he needs to plant a basic plant seed to begin and work with them.
In
the name of the Lord Jesus, arise on your
face. Tukugulumiza tukusinzira tukudiza ekitiibwa n'ettendo tukwebaza kubanga ne kankana otwaniriza sibo kabaka bakabaka twatandise tuwulira ng'otugamba mubyo mirembe ekisooka 15 otugamba nti bwe tunaabeera naawe nabo ojja kubeera naffe era tuwategedde sibo kabaka bakabaka nga tuyimusa amaloboozi gaffe gy'oli engeri yokka ey'okubeera naawe ey'okwaniriza ekigambo kyo kubanga wayogera mu Yokaana essula ey'omunaana onyola 3:3-4:5 oyogera nti temuwulira njogera yange kubanga ekigambo kyange tekiyabya mummwe naye kankano tukkiriza omulimu gw'omukulu ogw'okukkiriza ekigambo kyo gweyogerako mu Yokaana essuula eri ey'omukaaga onyola 2:5-3:5 ng'oyogera nti bwe mulimu gwa Katonda kwe kukkiriza oyo gwe yatuma naffe tumanyi nga gwe watuma ky'ekigambo kyo era ye mukama waffe Yesu kyetuva tumwaniriza era nga tuddamu okubeera naye olyoke obeere naffe ayi kitaffe omuyiza ebintu byonna nga tukuddiza ekitiibwa n'ettendo kubanga waliwo era woli era ojja kubaawo gwe kitaawe emyoyo gyonna okusinzira bye twawulira ku ggwe mukama omuntu ng'ayongera okuleeta ebigambo ebyo mu Ezekyeri ng'oyogera Ezekyeri 18 emmeeme zonna zizo twawulira obujulizi bw'omwoyo mutukuvu mu Baebulaniya essula ya 12:9 tigwe kitaawe emyoyo gyonna naffe tuliza ddi ayi kitaffe omwesigwa era tulina kitaffe mulala ku nsi oyo ayinza okuzaala emyoyo kubanga kyandikwa ku ggwe mu Matayo essula ya 2:9 nti temubanga ne kitaffe mulala ku nsi kubanga kitaffe ali omu ali mu ggulu naffe tukomawo eri ggwe okutukuza erinnya lyo nga twaniriza ekigambo kyo okweyabyamu ffe mukama waffe Yesu eyatusuubiza mu Matayo 2:8 okuva ku 18:2 ng'ayogera nti mpereddwa obuyinza mugune ku nsi kale mugende mufuule amanga gonna abayigirizwa mubatize bayingire mu linnya erya kitaffe omwana n'omwoyo mutukuvu mubayigirize ne byonna bye nabalagira kubanga nze ndi wamu nammwe okutuuka enkomeero okkirize ayi kitaffe ng'otusaasira oyo eyatusuubiza okubeera mu masekati gaffe okutuuka enkomeero alabisibwe mukama waffe Yesu akomewo eri ekkanisa ye okugikulemberamu kubanga atusuubiza mu kubikkulirwa essula ya 20 olunyiriri ssebo Katonda essula ey'okusatu n'amakumi abiri ng'ali ku mitima gyaffe era akookuna bwe tuggula waayingire
tukwaniriza ayi mukama waffe Yesu nga kitaffe asiima ojobere muffe otukulemberemu era nga tumanyi bwakano bwe tukulirawo ggwe ayi mukama waffe Yesu n'ebigambo byo nga byeyabya muffe onatutumira omwoyo okujja otukulemberamu kyawandiikibwa kabaka mu Yokaana essuula eyo aye katonda ffe eyekumi nannya oyogera kutumira omubeezi omwoyo omutukuvu atabulamu kulaba ennaku twaniriza omwoyo omutukuvu nate mu kanisa okubeeramu ffe ssebo ayi kabaka so si kutuvanga mwagendenga okutulekanga ennyumba enjereere naye ku mulundi guno gwokka atuukize Yokaana 14 okuva ku 14 paka olwabiri ye bw'alijja alibeera mu mmwe tukwaniriza ayi omwoyo w'amazima era nga tusaba kitaffe omwesigwa otusaasire era otusonyiwa obutali butuukirivu bwonna bwe twasooka okukola bwe tubadde tukola bwebadde busuubirwa okukola n'ekkanisa mu Uganda ne mu nsi yonna olusaasire okuzza obujja olusonyiwa obutali butuukirivu bwonna ayi kabaka kubanga gwe kitaffe naffe tulizadde lyo tukwaniriza kitaffe omuzizo byetu byonna oddemu otukulemberamu nga bwe tuwulidde mu kusaba kuli ssebo kabaka era otukulemberemu ng'ezzadde lyo omutonzi waffe ayi kitaffe omuyiza ebintu byonna tukwebaza era nga tukugulumiza ssebo omutonzi waffe era kabaka otubeere ku mulundi guno ekkanisa yo mu nsi yonna ayi katonda waffe nga tukwegayirira okkiriza okukka otuuze entebe yo mu mitima gyaffe mu magezi gaffe mu kutegeera kwaffe tugulawo emmeeme zaffe tugulawo emitima gyaffe tugulawo amagezi gaffe ojja otukulemberemu ssebo omutonzi waffe ssebo kabaka otukulemberemu ng'otuma omwoyo wo nga bwe kiri mu zabuli 14 3 otuma omwoyo wo ne gutukulemberamu osindika omwoyo wo wamu negira bamalayika bagenda otuweereza okwetula ensi yonna bayitemu mu kanisa yo ayo omutonzi waffe kubanga akyawanagambalaniyo essuula esooka 13:14 ti bamalayika gyemiwe giweereza abagenda osikira obulokozi ssebo kitaffe omuyiza ebintu byonna tukwebaza kubanga otuma omwoyo ekigambo kyo mukama waffe Yesu era n'otumirako omwoyo wo mutukuvu era okutukulemberamu negira bamalayika 10:10 tusaba bamalayika abaduumizi abakutte amakondeere 7 8:2 bafuwe amakondeere mu nsi yonna okugolokosa ekkanisa okugolokosa abantu bonna okudonya katonda omulamu okumuwa mumaata okutuuka nga tukulabye ayi katonda ffe omwesigwa ngolabisibwa mu kkanisa yonna mu nsi yonna twaniriza ayi kitaffe omuyiza ebintu byonna tukwaniriza kigambo kya katonda tukwaniriza omwoyo mutukuvu twaniriza negira bamalayika abatukuvu ayi kabaka okuduumira nte mu kkanisa era okutukulemberamu nga bwekiri mu kubikwesula esooka nayokubiri eri malayika olw'ekkanisa efeso kanisa yomugalatiya kanisa yawa yonna mukama mu mirundi biri bamalayika baberawo era nga bakulembeddwa mwoyo mutukuvu naffe ku mulundi guno nga bwekiri mu kubikwesula 15 twaniriza bamalayika bali abakutte ebyokulwanisa byekkanisa okutukulemberamu kankalo sebo kabaka era kankalo sebo kitaffe omuyiza ebintu byonna nga tuyingira mu ssaala ey'olutalo tusaba sebo katonda waffe mu ssaala eno ey'olutalo okutuma ekkira bamalayika abalwanyi okuyitamu okulwanisa b'amasaza abamaanyi ab'ekizikiza abafugira mu kizikiza eky'ensi eno nga bwe kyawandiikibwa sebo katonda waffe tusindika gira malayika mayiko nga kyandikwa kugwa mu Danieri essuula 12 okusindika gyeri abamalayika ab'entalo okugenda bakulemberamu mayiko okulwanisa b'amasaza mu bwengula bwa Uganda mu bwengula bwa Afirika mu bwengula bwa Amerika Australia mu Yurupu yonna sebe kabaka ne mu Asia tusindize gira malayika mayiko okuyitamu okulwanisa abo okumekana n'abamasaza ababadde mu bwengula bw'enseru abadde batabangula ekkanisa era ekkanisa ya mukama waffe Yesu oyitemu sebe mayiko okuyimira abaana b'abantu mu nnaku ez'oluvannyuma tusindise gira bamalayika abo ab'entalo malayika mayiko oyitamu kankana osagulire ddala okutandikira mu watukuvu olw'ekkanisa ya mukama kyawandiikibwa ssebo mu Zakariya essuula esooka 18 byasindika abaweesibana basagula amayembe agabadde gasuula ekkanisa agabadde galemesa abaana ba Katonda okuyimira leero tusindika jjeera eri abaweesa abo okuyitamu nate kankalo mayiko ng'oyitamu leka malayika badoni ow'enjegere ali mu kubikulwabiri ayitamu malayika badoni ow'echainisi leka ayitamu okusula emyojo n'emikyamu egibadde mu bwengula bw'ekkanisa egibadde giwambye egibadde gyamba ekkanisa egibadde gimaamidde egibadde gikola ebyamagero by'obulimba ayi kabaka tume jjeeri oliyitamu mu linnya erya Yesu sindikira ddala jjeera mayiko yitamu malayika abadoni ow'enjegere yitamu okusiba ebyobibi yitamu okusiba amajini okusiba emizimu ebisambwa egibadde gyekwese mu kanisa kubanga twawulira mu kubikulirwa essuula yokubi n'eyokusatu tiwaliwo nate amakanisa ag'obulimba awali ekitebe ky'abasitaani awali amaanyi g'ekizikiza nate yitamu mayiko yitamu malayika abadoni n'enjegere siba emizimu egyali gikosebwa siba emisambwa gyonna siba amaanyi g'ekizikiza agabadde gabonyabonya ekkanisa agabadde gatambaala ensi yonna yitamu Bible yayogedde ku malayika w'omuliro mu kumikoso ekumirenja leka naye ayite mu malayika w'omuliro agende ng'atoola omuliro n'abakyanuka mwezi egeri kumi atoole omuliro ogwokya omuliro ogwokya amansire ku maanyi gwa myaka ekizikiza okutandikira ddamu kanisa okuliramu wabweru waayo ayitemu mu nsozi ayitemu madini gonna ayitemu kundu egy'abantu endwa gyonna egibateka emikyamu maiko ng'ayitemu n'ekitoola amaloni ng'ayitemu n'enjegere malayika w'omuliro naawe goberera ogwokya amaanyi gonna g'ekizikiza okira ddala amaanyi ago agabadde mu kanisa ez'obulimba mu madini gonna muzikiza ez'obulimba ku nsozi ne mu biwonvu yitamu n'omuliro ogwokya yitamu n'omuliro tumegere bamalayika lirindiridde ekiragiro kyo bayibuli yegambye matayo 18:18 pa 19 tiraba kankano kye munasuulanga ku nsi n'emugulu kisumuula buli kye munasuba nga nayo kisibibwa mukama akulinze okuyimusa eddoboozi lyo okukola omulimu guno okutumegere bamalayika okugenda nga likola omulimu nga lifefeta nga lisagula okusuulira ddala amayembe ag'amakanisa ag'obulimba mulinnya lya mukama waffe yesu weebale mukama waffe omwesigwa weebale katonda omulamu tukusabye byonna mu linnya lya mukama waffe yesu amiina wetulireko wansi.